So you might go through that natural feeling, but you overcome it through your iman. Al-Az ibn Abd al-Salam, he went to visit a tyrant. Al-Az ibn Abd al-Salam is one of our great scholars. So he went to visit this tyrant. He went with his students. And Al-Az ibn Abd al-Salam started speaking softly, but then his voice was becoming more loud and loud, and his tone was harsher. And he started pointing towards this tyrant. So it is said that his students started wrapping up their clothes because they were expecting that at any time a sword will cut off his head because of the way he was speaking to this tyrant. When he came out, his students went to him and said, "What have you done? How could you speak to him like that?" He said, "When I imagined the greatness of Allah, this tyrant became in front of me smaller than a cat. I saw him smaller than a cat. When did that happen? When he put things in perspective. When he thought about the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then you think about who this creation is. And you remember the nusus in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ يَضُرُّكَ لَمْ يَضُرُّكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ." If all the creation come together to harm you, they wouldn't harm you except with something that was destined for you. If Allah didn't want it to happen, it won't. And if Allah wants it to happen, nothing can prevent it. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ وَلَوْ مِتَّ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ لَدَخَلْتَ النَّارِ. You have to believe. وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مِثْلَ جَبَلْ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا تُقُبِّلَ مِنْكَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ وَأَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَأَنَّ مَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ وَلَوْ مِتَّ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ لَدَخَلْتَ النَّارِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and if you spend the equivalent of the mountain of Uhud, gold, in the sake of Allah, it won't be accepted from you until you believe in destiny. And you believe that what happened to you couldn't have been prevented. And what didn't happen to you couldn't have happened. And if you die believing otherwise, you would die in hellfire. Nothing can change. You do your best and you leave the rest on Allah Azza wa Jalla. The seventh promise, payment in full. And there was a request that I cite the number of the ayah and the surah. I'm sorry, I don't have that written down. Number seven, payment in full. Allah will pay you all of your good deeds. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. As to those who believe and work righteousness, Allah will pay them in full their reward, but Allah loves not those who do wrong. Allah will pay you for every single thing that you did. Nothing, nothing whatsoever will be wasted. That's when it comes to your good deeds. What about the in general, Allah Azza wa Jal on top of that will offer you forgiveness, and that's number eight. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. To those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, has Allah promised forgiveness and great reward. Number nine, peace and security. And notice that all of these things are such great blessings of Allah, very important, critical things for your life. Peace and security. I mean, everybody is in pursuit of peace. Everybody claims that they have a solution to bring peace to our hearts. But only Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who has the solution. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, it is those who believe and confuse not their beliefs with wrong. So you don't have a confused belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, that are truly in security, for they are on right guidance. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant them security. This security could come in different forms. I mean, in the Battle of Badr, for example, the Muslims were 313, and they're facing an enemy of 1,000. So there's room for anxiety. And this is the first battle between Haqq and Batil. Plus, the intention of the army was to go out for booty, and now they're facing an army that's three times the size. So Allah Azza wa Jal brought down on them sakina and rain to wash them down, to cool them, to make the ground firm under them. So a strange thing happened. They're facing this enemy in front of them, and you can only imagine the anxiety that goes along with that. And suddenly, everyone in the Muslim army, in the Muslim camp, falls asleep. يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ أَمَنَةً مِنْهِ. Slumber, sleep befalls you as peace from him. So you can imagine that at that particular moment, Allah is making them fall asleep. So the scholars say that falling asleep before a battle is a sign of the iman, and falling asleep in salah is a sign of nifaq. You're facing death in front of you and you fall asleep. Look at the tranquility that comes from Allah. You know, this is something that you cannot, something that can only come from Allah. No worldly preparation whatsoever, no courses that you can take, nothing will prepare you for that. This is a training beyond any military course book. This is something that only comes from Allah. It's a gift from Him. When Allah promises you something, I mean, I want you to, when you're hearing all of these promises, to believe in the wa'd of Allah. Wa'd Allah haqqa. Lan yukhlif Allah al-mi'ad. Allah Azza wa Jal promises you truth, and Allah Azza wa Jal will never break His promise. And these things are not relative. Allah Azza wa Jal is giving you a full promise. And Allah Azza wa Jal, one of His names is Al-Kareem. Therefore, the portion of this that He will give you is greater than what anybody else can give you. Because when Allah says that He is Kareem, He is generous, His generosity is greater and better than everybody else in quality and quantity. And that's part of our iman in the names of Allah Azza wa Jal.